Sagt the Mishnah Vayit, Masechtas Beya, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Remember we discussed the 24 Matnas Kahuna? Well, one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna is Bechar Behema Tahira. The firstborn of a Behema Tahira goes to the Kayin. It makes no difference whether the Bechar is a Tam or a Balmum. The Bechar always goes to the Kayin. Where it would make a difference, whether the Bechar is unblemished or not, whether he's a Tam or he's a Balmum, would be to determine whether it is Kaidesh or Chulin. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when you gave your Bechar to a Kayin that was a Tam, that was not a Balmum, the Kayin had to be marked on the Mizbeach. If it was a Balmum, then the Kayin could just keep it for himself. Bizman Azeh, where we can't be makriv any karbanis, because unfortunately we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. If someone would shecht the b'char when it's a tam, it's like shechting kaddishim b'chutz. And there's a very serious einish for that. There's an einish karis. So what do we do with a b'char b'zman azeh? We have to wait for it to get a mum. When it becomes a balmum, it automatically turns into chulin. And it's the property of the kayin. And the kayin can do whatever he likes with it. He can eat it. He can sell it. It's as if it's regular chulin. When we say a balmum, that it turns into chulin, it would have to be what's called a mum kivua, a permanent mum. But if it's only a passing mum that is going to heal, that's not called a mum. Now who determines what type of a mum it is? What type of a blemish it is? There are experts. There are people that know the halacha. And they understand. They're experienced to know what a mum looks like. This person, this mumcha, will check the mum to see if it's a mum kivua or not. If someone shechts a pchar without showing it to a mumcha, even though he knows for a fact that it had a mum, it is aser. Zok the Mishnah, once again, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, the Bechar, a firstborn, Behema, Shenofal Abar, that fell into a pit. Now here's my problem. I'm scared the Behema is going to die in this pit. It doesn't have enough air. So our Shaila is the Behema Mukta? Is it aser to bring up this Behema from the pit, or is it not Mukta and it's Mutter to bring it up? Had this been a pchar, where a chacham would have paskin from Erev Yamtiv, that it clearly has a mum, nobody would argue it's not muksa and it's mutter to bring it up. It's like any other behemas chulin that's ready for shchita. It's not muksa. For that matter, if it had no mum at all, if we knew for sure that it's a pchar tam, it's for sure muksa. There wouldn't be a machloikis. You wouldn't be able to bring it up. The machloikis is only in regard to a pchar that had a mum Erev Yom Tov. We know that. But the mumcha, the expert, didn't paskin yet before Yom Tov whether or not it's considered a permanent mum. So here is where we have a machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether this behema is mukta or not. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Reb Yehuda, Omer, Reb Yehuda says, Yered mumcha, let the expert go down and take a look. Im yesh bei mum, if indeed it has a mum, which is considered a mum kivua, then Yala v'yishchet, he may bring it up and shecht it. V'yim lav, but if not, lo yishchet, he can't shecht it. If the mumcha, the expert, is going to determine, yes, this behema had a mum from Erev Yom Tov, so we consider the behema to have been prepared for Yom Tov, and it's not mukta. Now, there's somewhat of a chiddush here, because the Bailam didn't know from yesterday whether or not it's a mum kivua. So perhaps in their minds they weren't thinking about using this animal. So the chiddush of this tan in the Mishnah is, look, the Bailam didn't know for sure, but they did know that the animal had a mum. And they did know that there is a possibility it's a mum kvua. And there was a heter to shecht it on Yom Tov. So I would say they were thinking about it, and it's not mukta. However, if it turns out that this mum was not a mum kvua yesterday, even though the expert looks at it and says right now it's a mum kvua, but it wasn't a mum kvua yesterday, not before Yom Tov, then you can't shecht it. You can't bring it up to shecht. Although the Mishnah says just lo yishchait, but the Paiskim understand it means you can't bring it up to shecht. And even if he brought it up not knowing the halacha, he wouldn't be allowed to shecht it. The behema is muktzah. It didn't have a mum kavua before Yom Tov. And once something is muktzah ben hashmashos, the rule is it stays muktzah the entire Shabbos. Al kolponim as I held to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is somewhat of a chiddush because normally Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's machmir when it comes to ilchas muktzah. But over here, for various different reasons that are discussed, he's the one that's lenient. Reb Shimon says, you can't have an expert going down now to figure out what it was yesterday. That means the Baalim didn't know when Yom Tov came in whether they can use it or not. It doesn't help me that he tells me now, oh, you should know, it was good before Yom Tov. Reb Shimon Aimer Kolsha ein mumay nikr miba'od yayim. If this mumcha didn't paskin from Erev Yom Tov, that it's a mum kavua, ein ze min hamuchen. This isn't considered prepared. In other words, this behemah has not been designated officially for shechita, and it's muktzah. The Gemara explains that this machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not about muktzah really. Because normally we find Rabbi Shimon is the one that's mekel in muktzah, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's machmer, as we explained earlier. The machlokes here is whether you're allowed to look at a mum on Yom Tov or not. Can you paskin this shaila on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Therefore, it's not muktzah. Because an Erev Yom Tov, even though he couldn't get the mumcha to check what type of mum this is before Yom Tov, but the Baal HaBos knew, well, it's possible for him to see it on Yom Tov and to determine whether or not it had already been a mum kvu on Erev Yom Tov. That's why it's not muktzah. That's why you can bring it up. If Shimon holds, we don't look at mumen on Yom Tov. The mumcha is now allowed to paskin this on Yom Tov. And let's say the mumcha was over this halach and he did paskin, you still can't bring it up. Because l'maisa it's muktzah. The Baalim didn't think that they would be able to use it. They understood that the mumcha would follow the halach and not paskin. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If a bchar fell into a bar, Rabbi Yehuda says, the mumcha can go down now on Yom Tov and look at the blemish. If he determines this mum was a mum kavua from Erev Yom Tov, we say the Baalim never totally forgot about this. They knew this was always a possibility, therefore it's not muktzah. Reb Shimon says, no. Unless the mumcha paskin from before Yom Tov, that it's a mum kavua on Yom Tov, it's too late. And as explained, it's because Reb Shimon holds, you're really not allowed to look at the mum on Yom Tov. And therefore the Baalim weren't thinking that somehow there would be a heter for this animal. That's why the animal remains muktzah.